You're listening to DG Talks, a podcast brought to you by Delta Gamma. Each month, a Delta Gamma host will speak on a different topic, covering a wide range of interests for our sisters. We look forward to engaging with you on social media about other topics you would like to hear, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello, my name is Maureen Sweeney-Searing, and I'm a Delta Gamma from New Chapter, University of Idaho. And I am so happy to be here today to talk to you about one of my most favorite things, lifetime membership in Delta Gamma. One of my favorite children's books is one written by Dr. Seuss called, Oh, the Places You'll Go. It starts out with a great piece which says, Congratulations, today is your day. You're off to great places. You're off and away. I love this because every time I read it, I immediately think of my day of initiation into Delta Gamma. There is no question that the day we all become Delta Gammas, our lives change. How couldn't they? How did they change? Me becomes we. How does that happen? It happens because we make a solemn promise to always give our Delta Gamma sisters our friendship, our sympathy, and our assistance. Why do we do that? Because it is no longer about me. It is now about we. Dr. Seuss goes on to say, quote, and when things start to happen, don't worry, don't stew, just go right along. You'll start happening too. But as Dr. Seuss also says, I'm sorry to say so, but sadly it's true that bang-ups and hang-ups can happen to you. In Delta Gamma, we know bang-ups and hang-ups can happen to all of us. But we don't worry and we don't stew because we all made a solemn promise to be there for each other at all times, especially when there is trouble. The best part of this solemn promise is that it is a promise that every Delta Gamma keeps for life. It is not a promise that is made for a day, for a month, for a year, or even 4 years of college. It is one made and kept for the rest of our lives. It is a promise that is made and kept no matter where we are, no matter what we are doing, no matter how busy we are. It is a promise that tells me we as Delta Gammas are never alone. Our Delta Gamma sisters are there for us physically, mentally, and spiritually at all times. There is a part of Dr. Seuss's book that talks about being alone. And it says this, all alone. Whether you like it or not, alone will be something. You'll be quite a lot. So when you're alone, there's a very good chance you'll meet things that scare you right out of your pants. There are some down the road between hither and yon that can scare you so much you won't want to go on. Well, it is obvious that Dr. Seuss was not a Delta Gamma. if he were, and he can never be, he would know that we, as Delta Gammas, are never alone. That, as our three founders told us in 1873, together we are more than we are as one. Our solemn promise tells us that we will always have a friend. Always. That we will always have a champion in our absence. Always. And every alumna knows that when our college days are over and it is time to move from collegian to alumna, as Dr. Seuss says, you'll be on your way up. You'll be seeing great sights. You'll join the high flyers who soar to high heights. But Dr. Seuss goes on to say, remember that there will be times when you can get all hung up in a prickly perch and your gang will fly on and you'll be left in a lurch. Remember when that happens, when you get hung up in a prickly perch, that there is always a Delta Gamma there to help you pick up the pieces. You will never be left in a lurch. That Delta Gamma will help you pick up the pieces. She will give you the friendship that you need. She will give you the sympathy you deserve. And she will give you the assistance you need to get back on your feet. Who are those Delta Gammas? Those are the Delta Gammas that you might know now. Or those are the Delta Gammas that you will know later. You see, it doesn't matter when you find a Delta Gamma sister or who that Delta Gamma sister is. What you do know is that she, your Delta Gamma sister, will give you her friendship, she will give you her sympathy, and she will give you her assistance. Why will she do that? Because she is a Delta Gamma, and all Delta Gammas are about we, not me. Your Delta Gamma sister will be there for you at all times, especially in times of trouble. You see, dear sisters, our oath of friendship is not just a piece that is 45 words long. It is what we believe, and it is how we live. The center of that solemn promise is simple. It is a four-letter word, and that four-letter word is hope. In Delta Gamma, hope is real. It is a deep expectation that what we promised on the day of our initiation will indeed come true. Friendship for life, for all Delta Gammas. So as Dr. Seuss says, be your name Buxom or Bixby or Bray, or Mordecai, Ali, Van Ellen, or Shay. You're off to great places. Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting. So get on your way. To you, my Delta Gamma sisters, I wish you Ta Delta Eta. Thank you.